murder, corruption, greed, betrayal, sex. The new fictional crime novel entitled Network of Killers by author D.B. Reynolds explodes with elements of excitement. To find out more about this explosive book, please visit the author's website at www.d-b-reynolds.com. Available in print edition and Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes & Noble Nook.
Do not adjust your radio frequency. This is not a test. This is the Artist First Network.
Cool.
Welcome to Authors First on the Artist First Radio Network. Tony Kay in the studio. Thanks for joining us, everyone, worldwide. If you are an author, independent recorded artist, seeking publicity, simply follow the links we've provided on the artistfirst.com homepage. Thanks for joining us, everyone, worldwide, all of our military troops. It's a pleasure to have you serving our great nation. Thank you so much for your dedication. We have listeners in Afghanistan, Iraq, all over Europe. Thank you for your dedication to our great nation and for your service. This hour, it's my privilege to introduce a gentleman who has served in the United States Army from 1980 to 2000. He's a 20-year veteran of the United States Army, and he has written a fascinating story about his journey of faith and the way that God has moved to preserve his life and tell this story. I believe it is just a compelling story by a compelling individual, one of self-sacrifice. And Kevin Zimmerman, our guest, he's written a book, A Time for Everything, The Kevin Zimmerman Story. And of course, this is the second edition because he's been at this for a while. Let's give a warm Artist First welcome to our guest. How do you do, Kevin?
Hey, Tony, I'm doing just fine, and thank you so much for that great introduction. The first thing I really like to say is thank God for you, and I sincerely appreciate the opportunity that you and ArtistFirst.com provided me to be able to come on the air and just share my story with all those that listen out there. Hopefully, it does provide hope and inspiration to them that are listening as much as it does with me for telling this story.
Kevin, this process of faith, growing, learning, being challenged, and facing very dangerous, stressful situations, that has really molded you into the person you are today, and you're giving back as always. What could we expect anything else? you're just always right out, up front, and ready to do God's calling, to help those that are in need. You served as a medic. You were in harm's way multiple times, twice. You were decorated with the United States Army's highest award, the Soldier's Medal, and I believe only a handful of soldiers living have received those medals twice. It's a phenomenal journey that I'm sure at that moment when you saw the world around you, this war in Bosnia and the minefields and those that were in need serving as a medic, you know, that automatically tells our audience what kind of a person you are, Kevin Zimmerman, that you wanted to be a medic, that you were interested in helping people right from the offset of your military career, and that you were placed in a situation where you had to choose to retreat or move forward. And not everyone has to make that choice. And of course, we know the real heroes were left behind.
Well, thank you so much for that, Tony. But honestly, from my perspective, the way that I see it is, to me, it's just fascinating how God can just take ordinary people just like myself. And one of the things I try to convey and try to reveal even in the book is that I'm them. I'm the listener, and especially if you're a soldier, we do what soldiers do, but it's just so fascinating how God can take an ordinary person and just do extraordinary things.
You retired from the United States Army, and yet you and your lovely family serve the Lord and humanity and soldiers in San Antonio, Texas. Thank you for your continued support.
Thank you. You're welcome. I love it, though, Tony. Like yourself, I don't know any other way, man. Don't know any other way because we are so blessed to live in the society that we live in. And one of the great things about having served as a soldier is that it provides you the opportunity to see the world abroad and to enlighten you on just how blessed you really are. And you know, sometimes we all get selfish and set our sights on the wrong things, and we can get in our little pout mode and focus on what we don't have or what's not positive in our lives. But when you have experienced the world, when you've seen other cultures, and you compare that to the blessing that we have to live in this great nation, it can quickly bring you back into perspective, and you can say to yourself, you know what, I am a blessed man or I am a blessed woman. In spite of what may be taking place, still I have the opportunity to live in the greatest nation on earth. And you really, really can see and put it in the right perspective just how much favor God has on your life.
Kevin Zimmerman, role models. We look to athletes, professional athletes. They're not very good. They're human beings, right? With just more money. We need good role models. We need role models for our young people and for all of us that stand for something powerful, strong, a rock, a foundation, unshaking, unmoving. And individuals such as yourself that put your life on the line to help other people are just fabulous role models. And we need, so listen, audience, wherever you are on planet Earth, the website, I know you, it's right there on our homepage at artistfirst.com, www.atfekz.com. So write it down, or if you're listening to the broadcast, this is already 10 years old, that's okay. This website exists. The book exists. You need it. You need to be sharing it. A Time for Everything by our guest, Kevin Zimmerman. www.atfekz.com. Okay? Or simply go to your Google, your search engine up there, and put in Kevin Zimmerman, and you'll find him without any difficulty. Okay? Isn't it beautiful today, the technology? Wherever you are on planet Earth. Now, you might be a military, you might be serving in the United States military right now, and you have a family. And you can get this book and buy it online right where you're at and have it shipped right where you want it to go. And it can be a blessing. And that's why I'm saying it all up front right now, audience. Our guest is here because he has walked the walk. It isn't just talking the talk. Doing the deed is a lot different than saying you would. And we can learn role models, and we need our young people to be tuned into how God can use our life for such a positive purpose. And only the Lord knows how many lives in the future are touched because of an action positively we make today in someone's life. Kevin Zimmerman, thank you for your service to our great country, for writing this book. Now, this was an outgrowth later for you. You'd already retired from the United States Army. And then something happened. Some calling came. What? Tell us about that journey after you left and the beginning of this project, your book.
Well, that's the amazing thing, Tony. I had retired. Man, I was living in Dallas, Texas. And you're absolutely right. I'll back it up to the soldiers' medals. When I was given those soldiers' medals, you know, I gave one to my mom, and I threw the other one in the drawer. As I previously expressed, we do what soldiers do, and we don't think any more about it. And so I was sitting at home, and I had built a home in McKinney, Texas, when I was watching television, and the question was asked on a late-night show I was just so happened to be on, and the question was, does God still work miracles today as he did during biblical times? And instantly, when I heard that question, it compelled me to think about the circumstance that I was in or the circumstances that I faced while I was in Bosnia. But Tony, not trying to be too analytical or not trying to dig too deep into the question, I could not help but to think that the guy was asking more. I couldn't help but to think if the guy was asking, does those things still happen that defy human logic, is really what I got out of it. And so when I looked at the my mission that we walked, especially the mission that took place in the month of April, in the month of March of 1996, when we returned back to our base station after walking approximately the length of 3 football fields, and the commander was briefed by the ordnance officer who goes out and surveys how many landmines within the area. And my commander then asked the ordnance officer, can you tell me just how many landmines did my men walk through? And the ordnance officer responded by pouring table salt into the palm of his hand, throwing that table salt onto a table and pointing at it, and says to my commander, that many. If you can count that, you're better than we are. And when I began to think, why did I get in and out of a situation like that? How could it be that I did not step on any landmines and they did not detonate? When I began to think of how no one spoke English but the gentleman I was with, Mr. Joseph Sands, and myself, the party that we were extricating out of the landmine, out of that field there, they were not United States soldiers. They were Swedish soldiers, and no one spoke English other than the officer who addressed me when my helicopter landed and said, if you don't get up there to get my men, they're going to die. And so now we're taking those who are able to walk, as we deem them at that time, the walking wounded, and having them to assist us to get the more seriously injured individuals out of that environment. And people are going all over the place. The theory is that you walk on a tire track because if a vehicle rolled in there prior to you walking in there, then the weight of the vehicle will have detonated the landmines. So the topsoil had been washed away a great deal because of the high rains and heavy winds. But, and we could even see some landmines, Tony, but we could not see all of them. And for people to be going all over the place to find the theory that you should walk on the tire track and all of that stuff, especially for the length of 3 football fields, to be able to, many years later, see that vividly in your mind and have that play back, I just felt compelled at that time to say, hey, and this happened in 2005 when I heard it. I retired in 2006. In 2005 was the question that was asked. It freshly played in my mind at that point in time. And I then had to say to myself, you know, Lord, I can't persuade anybody to believe one way or the other. But what I can tell them is that this is my story.
Kevin Zimmerman, our guest this hour on Authors First, Tony Kaye in the studio. Thank you, Kevin, for being our guest. Questions, comments, please send them to our guest, Kevin Zimmerman, at his website, www.atfekz.com. And certainly follow Kevin's blog, and we invite all of you all of you to purchase the book. You'll be richly rewarded, and when you're done, share it or just buy them by the dozen and give them out. We need mentors. We need people we can believe that they've put themselves out there for others. That's the great gift of humanity, that ability to do that in a moment, to be called upon and to respond appropriately, and then to survive. You know, we don't know how many landmines Kevin stepped on that didn't detonate, do we? And you may look in your rearview mirror someday and say, wow, just 5 seconds earlier and I would have been dead. When you face that moment of truth, folks, and you will, all of us do at one point in time, sooner or later, that moment of truth will come to you and you'll need to decide. We want you to choose rightly. Choose the friend, our friend, the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to the Bible. Read it for yourself. Learn his journey and find how your life can make sense. Why are you here? What's God's purpose for you? How can you influence and gift and bless others with your life of service to the Lord Jesus Christ? And that moment will come. And we want it to come for everyone listening today. And I pray that this book will be a tool at guiding you to understanding your purpose in life and to inspire others. Military service is a discipline. And, you know, like Kevin said, you react because you've been trained to do so. You don't give much credence to the reward that you receive there because you know that so many others have died for you to be where you're at today. That's the great gift of our citizenship, of serving in the United States military and being a part of our great nation. So that discipline. But then there is that, if you live long enough, that reflection, that, you know, there are things you don't want to remember that you choose to block out. There are those flashes, those images, that adrenaline, that moment where you were truly threatened that you don't want to relive. What was it like, Kevin, for you? It must have been emotional for you to try to reflect and think how you would craft this story.
You know, I am so glad that you asked that question, Tony, because what I do believe, especially we have listeners all around the world listening to this, I do believe it is important for them to now see just in this segment here how God can work. There are no superhuman beings. And when I reflected back on those events, I, being human just like anyone else, faced a great deal in many cases of just changing of emotions, of what would race through my mind. And it would create some emotion to the point where sometimes I couldn't believe it. Sometimes I get choked up and I wanted to cry about it. You know, sometimes I just wanted to even erase it out of my mind that I even encountered a situation like that. The reason I'm expounding on this, and I'm so glad that you asked that question, is today, I think you know as well, Tony, many of our soldiers that were in challenging situations or dangerous situations because of their service to our nation, they are facing post-traumatic stress disorder. And it happens because we will try to suppress those thoughts. In many cases, individuals that are faced with PTSD don't want to talk about it. They want to suppress it. They don't want to think about it. But the human mind is so great that if you try to suppress it, the more you try to suppress it, the greater the human mind will bring it to revelation and bring it to the forefront. So, yes, I did. I faced a great deal of emotion, but thank God that we live in a society now, in a military who has a different philosophy than it did many, many years ago. And when I thought about it, I had the same internal feelings that many of our soldiers are facing today that have seen horrific encounters. But when you do talk about it, and if you talk about it with a professional, I've talked about it with professionals. The Veterans Administration have provided thousands of professionals nationwide and worldwide because they are now more knowledgeable today than they were yesterday about this. And then on top of that, when you seek God's word, if you you sought the secular solution for it, you do get all of these emotions, and it does stir up feelings in you that you really wish that you wouldn't encounter or that you didn't have to feel. You go to them because God gave them the knowledge and the insight to be able to provide the guidance. And then you go to the ultimate creator, and you go to God, and you say, God, it was you that placed me in that situation, and the outcome was for your glory in spite of what the outcome was. You're still the Father of all creation. You know me. You know my thoughts. You know my feelings. And I need you to help me deal with this situation. And that is what he did for me. And he helped me, Tony, both spiritually. I grew and I got to know him more. And it's funny how we grow of God and we know of God till we're faced with those situations where we actually really see God move. When those things happen in your life that defy human logic, I can have some financial challenges and get a car, but that could be accredited to man-made intervention, or I could be stricken with cancer, which I was a couple of years ago back in 2008, but then have the surgery and be cancer-free. That can be accredited to man-made intervention. But when those things happen in your life that you defy the odds, and you can only look at God and know that it was his favor upon your life that brought you out of those horrific situations, then you can go back to him and understand, if you placed me in there, if you allowed me to be there, and you brought me out of that, then, God, you're going to have to heal my mind. And the Word tells us, the Word of God says, you know, that if we come to Christ, if we confess those things, that he can give us that kind of peace that passes all understanding, because there is no way, Tony, that the human mind can understand how we end up in some situations, and especially how we got delivered from it. But God is the ultimate source. He will do that for us. He did it for me, and he will also provide human intervention. He will provide those psychiatrists, those specialists, those professionals to be able to help you through that, because that's something tangible that you can relate to and that you can see that was provided by him. And as I felt those things, I'm sure thousands of our soldiers are feeling those things, but I want to give all those that are out there listening some inspiration to know that you can overcome it. I overcame it. You can too.
And, you know, many of our service men and women will find the Lord for the first time, for real, in the service, with a Bible in their pocket.
Absolutely.
And what I mean by that is, you may have known the Lord, you may have grown up a Christian and known the blessings of the Lord Jesus somewhat, but when you leave home and you go to a strange land and you find yourself in harm's way, the Bible, the Word of God, will be there as your companion to give you that inspiration, that strength, that meaning of why you are where you are, that purpose.
Man, you are so spot on. It is amazing, Tony. I'm just sitting here smiling as I'm listening to you as you're talking us through this. You know, you can't grow up in the United States and not be introduced to Christ. You can't. It's too many radios out there, too many televisions out there, too many billboards out there, too many people out there. And it's just funny to me, Tony, how all of us can go through those four levels of learning. You know, the first one is rote recital. Then the second one is understanding. The third one is application. And the last one is correlation. And I'm going to tie all of this into the segment that we're talking about. And rote recital, simply someone can say to you that, you know, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. You know, and as a kid, we go through, you know, our little Bible schools, and the Bible school teacher tells us to say that, and so we say it. But then we don't know what it really means. We just recite it when someone tells us. And then as we grow and our mind develops and it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, you really, really begin to understand that the Lord is superior to all human being and to all creation, and that he will provide for all of your hopes and your needs. And you kind of get that, you know, but you're still going through life kind of self-reliant. And then you are put in that situation where you have to apply that of what you said and what you began to understand. And that's exactly why I laughed when you said, when you go somewhere else in the world and they put that Bible in your pocket, it's just amazing how those things that you were taught or that you heard or that you saw, somehow you got that message. Now you have to apply that, and you'll begin to take that Bible out, and you'll begin to open it, and you'll begin to find God in there. And you can recall those things that you had been taught or that you heard or that you encountered along the way. And then last but not least, once you identify with God, especially in something like a deployment, then you can understand the importance of why you have to share that good news, man. You'll understand the importance of why it's very important for you to give your testimony and not to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because you will then know what it means to say the Lord is my shepherd. You'll understand what that means. You will have applied that, and you can correlate. You can get the correlation of, I went through this for his glory that I'll be able to tell others about when I get to this point in my life. Man, you were so spot on with that about finding him when you're deploying. It's just amazing. I'm sitting here laughing, guys.
And I mean, amen, brother. I never knew that was even in the Bible. And I've been hearing my preacher preaching for 20 years, and I never knew it was even there. Okay? Am I saying it right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I know it. Absolutely. And if you just go to any hospital and find somebody facing my time is near and see how interested they are when the pastor walks in.
You better know it.
Okay.
You better know
it. So our time, and there you go, and that's what I mean, a time for everything. A time for everything, including when we say goodbye-bye. This may
Absolutely.
Be this may be my first, my last, or my only, and I'll be checking out.
Absolutely, because it's going to be a time to die.
That's right. That's right. It is. And let's face it, with the faith, the confidence, the hope, the trust that we can have in the Lord Jesus Christ, brother, I tell you, I can't imagine facing the end of my day without him in my camp.
Absolutely. I'm with you.
And that's the Kevin Zimmerman story, folks. It happens all the time. Is it biblical? Yes, it's biblical. Does God move today? Yes, all the time. You don't know. You could have just missed the drive-by shooting. All right?
Absolutely.
Or, look, I know a religious person, God bless him, innocent farmer, shoots his gun in the air, half a mile down, a bullet lands and kills a woman. Okay, did he know? It was the moment. There was something for us to learn, to grasp, to be taught. I don't know. But that bullet could have missed the woman, and it didn't. And that's a long way to go up and come down, and lots of opportunity to hit something in between.
Absolutely.
But it took a good girl, a sister, a Christian, There's a message there. I don't understand all the messages God has at the moment. Maybe I will later. Maybe something else will come out that'll teach us more. I don't know. We don't always understand, in other words, why me, why now, why this cross to bear? Why, will I make it? Will others? That's the challenge. That's the call to faith. So my brothers, sisters all over the world, thank you for your Kevin Zimmerman story. You're writing it right now. A time for everything. And we want you to share it. We want you to be proud of it. And remember that what you're experiencing, if you come through it, then the Lord will have another purpose, another plan. Kevin thought, well, I did my service. I'm retired now. How's that working, brother? There's no retirement in the Lord's army, okay?
Absolutely not. And that is a great opportunity to segue into my next endeavor with the book. But you reminded me of something. And before I share that, Tony, what I would like to do is to thank all of those that are listening out there. I do want to thank you for everything that you're doing for the benefit and the betterment of mankind. And I thank every last one of you out there for everything that you're doing to glorify the name of our God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to continue to do so, to continue to fight the good fight of faith. I know it gets tough. I know it gets weary. But I just want to encourage you as you're pressing forward to fight the betterment of mankind. I'm pressing forward for the betterment of mankind and to fight the good fight of faith. Don't ever forget that there is no such thing as an unscarred champion. You guys just keep doing what you're doing. Having said that, Tony, like you said, there is no resting and retirement when you're just living your life for the Lord. And I just want to share with you something that I'm doing recently and why. Now that I've relocated from the Dallas area to San Antonio, I now work near the center of the Intrepid on Fort Sam Houston, Texas. And the center of the Intrepid is the place where they fix those state-of-the-art prosthetics so that now when individuals have face blast events while they were deployed and their legs are amputated or their arms are amputated, they have a state-of-the-art prosthetic that will allow them to get back to normalcy as much as possible. It is really fascinating to see how having the amputation and giving the prosthetic gives you a better chance at normalcy than the saving the extremity like it did several years ago. I mean, I literally watch these guys. When I watch them doing PT or physical training, there was a time I was driving to work and they were running towards me, and in the distance, these guys, it was probably about 10 of them, their gait, their stride, by no means possible could you tell from a distance that these guys had prosthetics on both legs. Because, years ago when they would run, if they saved the leg that was severely injured, a guy would have a limp or a gait, or his gait would change. You could tell that there was something that happened. The way these guys are walking and running now is just fascinating. But I just wanted to share, being by the center of the Intrepid, I also have a great opportunity to speak to family members of our wounded warriors. One of the things that surprised me and was shocking that I discovered that many of these family members are living in post lodging for no less than 6 months. One family member I spoke to had been there for 2 years and 2 months. Some of them even have children with them. When I spoke to one guy, I met, talked to a soldier who had lost both of his legs and one arm, and his wife was there and his two beautiful children. And both of his children had birthdays while they were there supporting him through his rehabilitation process. And that just suggested to me that maybe the kid was a size 3 when they came. Now they're size 4. That shoe size has grown. Time has passed, and these children are still developing. And so as I talked to more and more family members, I also found out that many of the family members have lost their employment so that they could be by the side for the greater good, and that's the support that they provide for the rehabilitation process of the wounded warrior. None of them have absolutely no regrets about that at all. And I'm just fascinated by the resolve that they have to say, come what may, we trust in our God. We're not going to rely on the job. We're not going to rely on money given by man. We're going to be where we need to be, and that's by the side of our loved one who gave so much to us. Because they inspired me so much to see them go through that circumstance, and I mean without complaint. And I'm not even knocking the military. The military has done a great job at doing everything they can to try to benefit the wounded warrior. I mean, they provided the lodging for them. They provide the meal for them. They provide the different activities. They provide the different services. They're doing a great deal. But one thing I did realize is no one knows the greater need for the financial support than the family members themselves. And as you will see, if you go on my website or if you look up anything about Kevin Zimmerman related to this book, because I was blessed to get in and out of those situations, have committed to giving back. But I give back to the organizations. This time I've made a commitment where I could give back to the family members themselves, or in a manner that the funds will go more directly to the family members, more so than to the organizations. And so what I've recently started here, Tony, that I'm very excited about it, is a nationwide campaign called Book Signing for Wounded Warriors Families. The first one, a local business owner here at Rise Bakery in San Antonio decided to host the first one for me here on June the 2nd. So if you guys know anybody in the San Antonio area, please encourage them to come out. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I also got sponsors that have jumped on board that have pledged to give so many dollars per book sold, to raise funds to give to these family members. I'm going to be taking this thing nationwide. So for all of our listeners out there, if you feel that I could benefit the soldiers in your areas, please log on to my website at www.atfekz.com. You'll be able to email me or contact me from that website, and let's negotiate. And when I say negotiate, please know, and I want to put this up front, the dollar figure for me to get there is not an issue. When I say negotiate, I'm talking about a schedule and a time and a means of where we can go and find a local establishment that will host the signing. We can get sponsors to support it so that we can give back to those who gave so much to us. And so if I could just get your support on that, that would be tremendous, because so many family members, thank God for our soldiers, and all of the credit due to soldiers should be for what they've earned and respected. But these family members, Tony, have also paid a great deal of a sacrifice, and it just kind of enlightened me a little bit more just how much they sacrificed when their loved ones enter into the military, and especially when their loved one gets wounded. And the resolve that they have, I mean, they're not looking for sympathy. They're not looking for a handout. They really, really aren't. But they have earned the right to be supported equally, in my mind, as much or almost as much as the soldiers themselves. So, man, I know I jumped on a tangent there, but that was just a key opportunity for me to share with you why I cannot rest now.
Yes, Kevin, one more thing before we get too far away. Will there be a central location for others to gift toward this, or are you doing simply through the book sales? How can others listening to our voices? Is there a website they can go to, an address they can mail money to? Has the structure been created yet for this national effort?
What I would recommend, if anyone wants to pledge, that they would email me at my, go from my website. My email address actually is atfekz@gmail.com. That's G as in golf, M as in Mike, A as in Alpha, I as in India, L as in Lima.com. That's atfekz@gmail.com. And just share with me your interest to pledge if that is what you want to do. Because what I will also do is, before anything happens as far as the distribution of funds, I'm going to validate the amount of books that were sold. What I mean by that is there will be a spreadsheet there where the individual will write their name, they will sign their name, date it, and indicate the number of books sold so that we can have some kind of record available for those who choose to pledge can see. Also, what will happen, Tony, is there will be a letter that is sent out. Those that pledge, their names are officially going to go on that letter that's going to go to the recipient of the funds that were donated. So there's some validation there as well. But if anyone wants to pledge, please feel free to locate me or contact me through the website, or you can email me at atfekz@gmail.com. But I'll be totally honest with you, Tony. I would love to come to a specific area. I love soldiers, man. I can't help it. I love soldiers. If there is a way that I could come and see you and see your face and shake your hand and meet the people who we're raising the funds for, I would love to do that. So if you would love to pledge, by all means, it's going to soldiers' families, please do so. But if you would like to have one of these events in your areas, by all means, email me, contact me, let's get this thing together. It will happen, by the way. It will happen.
If Amen.
You want me to come to your area to do a book signing for Wounded Warrior families, if you contact me, listeners, hear me closely on this. If you contact me, it will happen. And having said that, I also want to make something clear. If you contact me, please give me 24 to 48 hours. But I promise you, if you email me, I will respond to you within 24 to 48 hours. So once again, if you would like to pledge, Tony, thank you so much for bringing that up in the segment. In the event that someone wants to do that, especially even for this weekend, you're more than welcome to. Please pledge by contacting me at the website or the email address provided, or by all means, if you want me to come to your area nationwide, doesn't matter. I love soldiers. We'll find a way to make it happen. Please contact me on the website or email me that information as well.
Kevin, tell us about your experience with ParsonPlacePress.com.
Man, this was fascinating. Now, you're talking about the awesomeness of God, Tony. Remember I shared earlier in the segment that it was in 2005 that the question was asked, does God still work miracles today like he did in biblical times? When that question was asked, I knew that I'm not the one that's very good at writing, but I knew that there was someone out there that could write this book in a manner and express it in the way that I want it to be done. So I searched for a year religiously for someone to tell my story. After a year, Michael White responded. Michael White, the author of the book, is with Faith Writers. And literally hundreds of people that responded, Tony, but it just didn't set in my spirit, man, that they were really the one that I should partner with. Finally, I get this email from Michael White. At the time, Michael White was a chaplain in the reserve. Now, hear this. Who better to tell a military story than a chaplain. And who better to tell it with God's guidance than a chaplain, a man of faith, a man that loved the Lord, a man that loved soldiers, than Michael White. And it was by the grace of God that he gave me the patience to not just get caught up in having the book done, but to wait on the Lord. And after a year, he brought me what Michael White. Now, Michael White also is the owner of Parsons Place Press. So now, not only am I getting a Christian brother to tell the story who has military experience and who all lives his life glorifying God, man, the guy also has a publishing company. And so he and I partnered, we collaborated and came together and had the book written and published. And we worked so close together that we no longer even look at ourselves as business partners. Man, we are the best of friends. We're the best of friends. It's amazing. It is amazing.
What's amazing, my brother, is you never dreamed in a million years ever in your life that A, God would put you in such treacherous situations, B, that you would be able to touch the lives of so many thousands of people through your efforts, and the list goes on and on and on through the alphabet of things, including becoming an author, having a published book, speaking and serving the way that you are after 20 years of military service. None of that, or I should say, all of it happens because of the grace of God working in your life.
Man, you got it, man. You got it.
And where would you be? You know, what would life be? It would be kind of ordinary, maybe. Who knows? Secluded. But no life is that way, really. You know, if you live at all, you're going to touch others. And certainly our guest, Kevin Zimmerman, has done that. He has a newfound friend in his publisher. So ParsonsPlacePress.com/store gets you to the book. Now, audience, we haven't discussed the price. Oh, that's right. $9.99. $10. Come on. Buy 10 of them. Buy 5. You know, give $100. Give them to ministers. Give them to people who work with military personnel. Give them to go to the Veterans Hospital, okay? It won't be hard to distribute a quality product that will inspire and guide and give meaning to others. So thank you, Kevin Zimmerman, for being our guest on Authors First. Tony Kay in the studio. It's been my privilege to introduce you to our audience worldwide. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Be sure to visit his website that we have linked. Be sure to share this link, this show, on all of your social network sites, Facebook, Twitter, the list goes on. Please share the content. We want you to bless others, and of course, buy the book, and you'll be richly rewarded. Now, before I let you go, there's a few other things. Kevin, you're going to be appearing in Houston. Is that right?
And absolutely.
Coming up this year, 2012, this June, you're going to be in Houston at, I believe, the National Black Book Festival.
That is correct. And I will be at the National Black Book Festival, and they've asked me, humbly accepted. They also asked me to be a keynote speaker on June the 9th at 5 o'clock at the National Black Book Festival. That's going to be at the Doubletree Hotel downtown in Houston. And the subject of our seminar, a fascinating subject, talks about increasing your faith, decreasing your fear, and doing it God's way.
Amen. And you have to do this for me. You have to go right up to Gwen Richardson. And you have to put your arms around her and give her a big hug from Tony Kay at Artist First.
You got it, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
You got it. I will certainly,
God bless
certainly her, do that.
Gwen and her family, they do a tremendous service. And I just love the work they're doing in Houston and support their efforts 100%. So have a good time there.
I will.
Now, you are open for travel. We've stated that. They can reach you from your website. You have a blog. You're traveling. You're speaking. If they're in the Houston area, they can locate you in person and certainly through your blog. Now, this is something new. You're reaching out, creating an opportunity for your audience to reach out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Tony, there is one other thing within our limited amount of time I would like to ask of those who want to help. And I do understand that in many cases they want to help, but just the finances are not there. Tony, if they just go to their local library, or they get on the email, or get on their Facebook and send that message to their friends nationwide, encourage them, encourage the children of their family to go to the local library. That library can order A Time for Everything, the Kevin Zimmerman Story, the second edition, and that is just as effective as if they went and made the purchase themselves, and if their heart's desire was to do that, but they just couldn't. They still could be able to not only get an inspirational read, but to support that noble cause simply by contacting their local library. So there are multiple. We live, like you said earlier, man, this information age is remarkable. They can log on at home. They don't even have to go to and so if they're a member of a library, just simply go to the library or contact that library. Just order A Time for Everything, the Kevin Zimmerman Story, second edition by Michael White, and they will have contributed just as much by taking that course of action if they're not in a position to be able to purchase the book as they would if they could have purchased it themselves. So, you know, I just wanted to make sure that I bring their awareness to they can still support the book through that means.
Kevin, thank you for taking time to join Authors First with Tony Kay. It's been my privilege to introduce you to our audience. Congratulations on all of the wonderful work God has called you to do, and God bless your beautiful family. Before I let you go, anyone out there on planet Earth you'd like to say hello to, or closing remarks?
Yes, absolutely. I always want to give glory to God and to thank you, Tony, and to say hello to my fiance, Miss Marianne Vecchio, my beautiful daughters, Tiffany Brown, and I'm sorry, Tiffany Hayes, now that she's married, and to Naisha and her family that are in the Washington area. And I just, those are my inspiring, the inspiring people in my life, including Mr. Tyrone Watkins. Just to keep me moving forward and always constantly encouraging me regarding the book. So thank you for that opportunity for me to give a shout out to them.